All week I have been asking myself, should we really follow the lectionary text this Sunday? Or is it maybe better to choose another Bible passage that offers us help and consolation in the exceptional crisis we are currently living through? There is so much upheaval in our lives as we seek together to slow and perhaps even stop the spread of the coronavirus. Can a Bible passage, any old Bible passage, really help amidst that upheaval? And how are we going to share any insights with each other anyway when we're not even able to gather together in church for worship? Perhaps surprisingly, today's lectionary gospel story about Jesus healing a man born blind does have a lot of insight to offer us. I believe it tells us a lot about how we might relate to each other and about how we shouldn't in times of stress, strain, and uncertainty. 2,300 years ago, the Greek philosopher Aristotle described human beings as zoon politikon, a social animal. We live in relation. It is only in relation, in community, that we are truly alive, truly ourselves. The 20th century German philosopher Martin Buber expressed the same sentiment in his book Ich und Du, which can perhaps best be summed up in the maxim, I am because we are. And I believe the whole teaching of Jesus centres around exactly that. We are social animals. We live in relation. I am because we are. And now we're being asked to practice so-called social distancing. Some are advised to go into self-isolation. The German Chancellor's appeal to us was summed up by one newspaper as Menschenmeiden. Avoid people. In short, we face the challenge of how to act against our true nature. It goes against our human nature. It goes against our natural instincts as Christians. The social animal is being advised to avoid physical social contacts in the interest of and out of love and care and concern for others. How can the human animal, as zoon politikon, survive in that scenario? And that, I believe, is where our gospel story comes in. It's a long reading, a whole chapter, 41 verses in total. One of the really interesting things about it, though, is that only 12 verses actually describe the miracle itself, the actual act with which Jesus brings the man fully into community. All the rest is taken up with a fairly heady debate about rights and wrongs, about who's to blame, about how and why the man was blind in the first place, about how and why the man was healed. Hefty, sometimes aggressive debate amongst people who all think they know better, looking for explanations. It's actually more of a parable on the fragility of human community, looking for explanations. Who was to blame for our current pandemic? The guy who supposedly ate a bowl of bat soup in Wuhan province? The laxity of the Chinese government in reacting to the first cases? The people who haven't grasped the importance of the stay-at-home appeals? Those who just can't sit at home staring at their own four walls all day? The amazing thing about the debate in John 9 is that nobody, but nobody at all, actually asks what the man born blind must have felt like. How must it have felt for him, locked up in his darkness for such a long time? Nobody would seem able to share his joy that at long last it's over for him and he can really truly live life to the full like the rest of them. Don't get me wrong, I don't identify the Pharisees, neither in the story in John nor in our own current situation, with any particular group, religious or otherwise. Potentially, I would say we are all Pharisees in one sense, and that's the great risk in the current situation. Or to put it better, we all have within us the potential to be Pharisaic, that is, self-righteous, hypocritical. We're hearing a lot of moralizing indignation these days, the empörung, about how dimensioned they are not showing common sense. Not so much social distancing as social stigmatizing that does nobody any good, that divides community into us, invariably good, and them, invariably wrong or even wicked. But the truth of the matter, as Jesus demonstrates, lies in our shared humanity, in rediscovering our shared humanity as soon politikon, social animal in community. I am because we are. And the challenge lies in how we can find creative ways of living that humanity, that community, especially when we are kept apart physically as community by a perfectly sensible but immensely perplexing and for many people stressful and worrying policy of social distancing. There have been some great things going on these past days as well. A friend from Amsterdam wrote to say how excited he was at having taken part in a citywide round of applause for health workers. Everyone in their neighbourhood opened their windows or went out on their balconies at an agreed time, and they all clapped their hands at the same time for about 5 minutes. And that's just one uplifting example amongst many. You probably know of others too. Share them. But I think I can honestly also say that this past week has been, for me, the most emotionally exhausting and pastorally challenging I have ever experienced in my entire ministry of almost 40 years. In a whole week, exchanging countless phone calls and emails, even until late in the night, I have found myself trying to console people who are honestly frightened, trying to calm people who are angry, not at anyone in particular, just at the situation as a whole, trying to show people a way out of the blame game they've somehow caught themselves in. I found myself working with people to seek practical solutions too, not just emotional ones. How do we balance the needs of the TAFL food bank customers, their weekly needs, with protecting the health of the volunteers, most of them in the high-risk group? Is keeping the church open a good idea? Will it offer a calm place, a centre of prayer for people seeking consolation? Or does it pose an infection risk that's not worth taking? And not least of all, how can we offer some form of easily accessible digital worship substitute like this? Not an easy task for someone like myself, who is certainly not a digital native by any account. And yet, in spite of all of that, I'm also painfully aware of the people I have been unable to support or been unable to get around to contacting yet by phone, by email, by whatever means. But we can rebuild human community together. We can rediscover our true human nature as social animals. Finding our way together while we are apart is something we can do, but we can only do it together. The past week has taught me it is something that no one can possibly manage alone. So everyone's creativity is called for. I invite you all to take up the challenge. Think yourself into other people's situations. Can I help? How can I help? Practically, just by calling. How can we keep in touch? How can we act as groups without actually meeting in groups? So that no one is blinded by panic or fear anymore, but all can see their true value as part of a larger community that still exists, so that we are all enabled to see a way forward. That way is and can only be together. I don't know the answers to these questions, but maybe as crowd, as community, as congregation, as network, we can begin seeking them. I look forward to hearing some of your ideas. I do not know if he's a sinner or not, a man says of Jesus. Then he adds, one thing I do know, I was blind, and now I see.